Good morning, podcasters. In today's episode, we will be looking at another of the wisdom books of Scripture, the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon himself, the wise professor, the soul doctor. And I think it's going to be a blessing to you. You are listening to the Wisdom for All of Life podcast. I'm Brandon Neely, and this is a part of my teaching ministry at Christ Church of Acadiana in Southwest Louisiana. Day by day, we look at the wisdom literature of Scripture and apply it to all of life. Today, we're in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? Wow, tough stuff there. You know, he says that everything is vanity. And if you didn't catch it the first time, he says it again, vanity of vanities. Now, vanity of vanities, right? Pastor, how can you be saying that everything is vain, everything is worthless and useless? You mean some things are vanity. No, all is vanity. Under the sun means everything and everywhere the sun shines. All is vanity. That is, everything is pointless, empty, shallow, futile. It's a vapor. It's a mist. It lacks purpose. It carries with it the idea of transience. It's fleeting and it's passing away. Look at the other things he says in the very next verse. He says that there is no gain for all the toil, no gain. You say, well, maybe he's just setting us up for the good news. Well, I hate to break it to you. In the very last chapter of this very same book, he says the same thing, vanity of vanities. This idea of vanity or meaninglessness or life is a vapor and a mist, it casts a shadow over this entire volume, a cloud of meaninglessness over the entire collected wisdom of this soul doctor. From the start to the finish, from the head to the toe, is all vanity. Climb the mountains, cross the seven seas, vanity. Money, sex, power, vanity. Squeeze it tight, it slips through your fingers, vanity. In fact, as he says in the very next verse, what does man gain with all the toil he toils under the sun? There's no gain, no purpose, no profit under the sun, that is. Look at verse 14 of that very same chapter. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after the wind. A chasing after the wind, trying to find purpose and profit in life under the sun, quote unquote, is like trying to chase the wind. As soon as you squeeze tight, it slips through your fingers. As soon as you think you're in the flow, it shifts, and once again, you're in the doldrums. But Pastor, we need a little good news this morning. Maybe it's going to change. No, verse 9. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Now, you might be wondering what's wrong with this guy. You might be wondering why this is even in the Bible. I mean, when was the last time you heard anything like this on the Christian radio station? See, this is a man for whom the Sunday school answers will not suffice. He's real. He needs to hear more than cliches and slogans and talking points. He needs real hope. Just to give you a little hint of where this book is headed, he needs hope that is not from under the sun. He needs hope from out there, beyond and above the sun. You had plans in your life, but the mystery of life, it tricked you. You thought you had it all figured out, but then a curveball came. You thought you had finally found happiness, and then it slipped through your fingers. If you felt this disillusionment, if you're jaded with life from these twists of fate, then I think you have a chance at understanding the difficulty of the soul doctor of Ecclesiastes. And if you're tired of positive thinking and trite cliches and false advertising and polish, well, I think you can get it too. You see, the soul doctor here has been let down by everything. Life is letting down. He knows that the advertisers and the authors of the self-help books, the morning talk show hosts, are misleading people with unrealistic dreams They're trying to build brands. They're trying to sell things. They're promising more than life can produce. They're writing checks they can't cash. They've forgotten a couple of crucial things, and the soul doctor knows it. He knows they've forgotten that you cannot predict God's ways. There is always a mystery. And they've forgotten death, the hard and the cold reality of death, which casts a veil of meaninglessness over all of life. So, whether you know what it feels like to be let down, or whether you are about to feel that way, I want you to listen to the soul doctor. We're going to be covering this particular book for a little while here. Let me just tell you, he isn't crazy. He's up to something. He's trying to help. He is the soul doctor, after all. And he has his scalpel at the ready. But before I let you go, I'll give you one little hint. I've already briefly mentioned it earlier. He keeps repeating over and over again that life has no meaning, that there is no gain, quote unquote, under the sun. Well, this begs the question, though. What about out there? Is there perhaps a perspective that is above the sun, a heavenly perspective that might change the way we view life? Is there perhaps a world out there, over the sun, above the chimney tops, where the dreams that we dreamed of really do come true? Is there perhaps a world out there, a heavenly world, where things aren't vanity? Well, indeed there is, but we're going to have to take our time and let the soul doctor teach us about this as we go through this wisdom literature day by day here on the Wisdom for All of Life podcast. This is another episode of the Wisdom for All of Life podcast. I am Brandon Neely, and if the Lord has called you, remember, He'll equip you, He'll protect you, and He'll bless you along the way. Have a great day.